USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General nominee William Barr's confirmation hearing is getting underway at this hour before the Senate Judiciary Panel. Barr is expected to be grilled, especially by Democrats, on his feelings about the ongoing special counsel investigation into Russia, as he has been critical of it in the past. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says,
if that's the big thing that's holding up their support of him, he ought to be able to get through the Senate like he did three other times in his earlier career to be Attorney General and other positions within the H.W. Bush administration. He was approved unanimously.
On the subject of border security, President Trump's calling out Democratic leaders this morning on Twitter, tweeting, a big new caravan is heading up to our southern border from Honduras. Tell Nancy and Chuck, a drone flying around won't stop them. This is USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As it enters day two today, the president of the L.A. Teachers Union says the first L.A. public school teacher strike in 30 years is justified.
We don't feel that we're being stubborn. We feel that we're behind righteous demands that, frankly, we shouldn't have to fight for. We shouldn't have to go on strike for. We shouldn't have to lose money for.
Teachers demanding higher pay, smaller class sizes, and more staff. Despite the strike, students are still being urged to come to school, though yesterday many came home telling their parents they didn't really do anything all day. Still in California, residents are being told by forecasters to expect to be pounded by powerful storms this week with heavy rain, snow in the mountains, gusty winds, and a chance of flooding that could lead to mudslides. A man who staged a shooting and hostage situation at a New Jersey United Parcel Service facility yesterday was shot and killed by police. They say William Owens had been holding two women hostage. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Details surrounding the Jamie Claus kidnapping case in Wisconsin revealed in court documents as the man who snatched her and held her for 88 days after killing her parents was in court. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
In Barron, Wisconsin, the horrifying details of Jamie Claus's abduction spelled out in court papers as Jake Patterson, 21 years old, makes his first court appearance in an orange prison jumpsuit, bail set at $5 million cash. Patterson telling detectives he sees Jamie, just 13 years old, getting on a school bus as he's heading to work and decides she's the girl he's going to take. During the unthinkable crime, the 21-year-old dressing in all black when he breaks into the Claus home and shoots her parents and kills them, both shot in the head. Patterson taping Jamie's hands and ankles together, covering her mouth with tape, putting her in the trunk of his car, and when he gets her to his house, he makes her take off all her clothes. Jamie kept under his twin-size bed with weights on top of it, but she manages to escape after being held for 88 days. Patterson charged with two counts of first-degree homicide, kidnapping, and armed burglary.
And the college football champion Clemson Tigers can say they had hamburgers with President Trump. The team visiting the White House last evening, as is usual for champion teams, but they were presented with a spread of Big Macs, Whoppers, and pizza because of the government shutdown, which prevents catering for such affairs. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.